Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore broadcast, Darren and I spend most of the time confirming to you that it takes faith to receive healing. Because without faith, you cannot please God. If you trust the doctors, then depend on them to fix your problem. Because when you trust in the arm of the flesh, you've made the decision to trust man rather than God. I bring up the Revelation verse that Darren introduced years ago, that feelings and symptoms are liars. God's word is truth. And God has given you a measure of faith that will grow into mighty faith as you meditate on his word and make it a vital and daily part of your life. Now let's join the program. And Darren, we have been talking about some really important issues this week. We've been talking about fear, doubt, unbelief, and unforgiveness. And I know that the enemy would try to keep us from talking about this. And we're going to continue talking about this, plus the blood of Jesus, plus other things, because we get emails like you have in front of you from people that are struggling against fear, doubt, unbelief, and unforgiveness. And that's exactly what Satan wants, is a powerless, wimpy Christian.
Impotent
Christian.
Impotent.
And God bless you. You're so well-intentioned. You're sincere about everything. But you are absolutely powerless when it comes to coming against the enemy through the blood of Jesus. And that's why Darren and I are here every day. And yes, even with the off-air this week, we have been here in the studio every day this week. And we have been praying in the Spirit that this would get through to you. Praise God.
Well, I'll tell you, it gets ugly, folks. I'm going to give you some ugly things that we hear. And it gets ugly. I'm going to share some of the stuff here today. And the reason it gets ugly here is we're talking about people's lives and people we care about. And as a matter of fact, I got a call late yesterday saying, there's a person that you know well is having a problem. And so I called the wife married to this person, this man. And the deal is, it's an aneurysm next to the heart. And I said, what in the world is that? Well, it's when the wall of the vein or the blood vessel, the aorta, whatever it is that goes into the heart, gets real thin. And the wife that I talked to today says, well, now if that bursts, my husband will be dead instantly, or certainly in a very few minutes. Okay, that was the report. Now, I've known these people for a long, long time, more than 30, 35 years. And I've watched them, and they've gone through all kinds of horrendous operations. I mean, if it's not the knees going out, it's the eyes going out. If it's not the eyes, it's something else. And I mean serious, serious operations. But this dear couple do not believe in healing. Oh, yeah, God's good. God's wonderful. Isn't it something else? Yeah, we support missionaries. We all this kind of stuff. But now there's a serious crisis. I mean, a real serious crisis in their lives. And so when I was talking to this dear lady this morning, well, we've got good doctors in the area. This long-distance phone call.
Was there any kind of indication, Darren, that she could believe that as you stepped in faith on her behalf, that God was going to do anything, or is she just totally believing in the doctors?
My dear wife, precious wife, what she said to me gave me no clue that she even knew Jesus.
Okay.
And she's supposed to. She came from a Christian family, and certainly is about as far from healing as you can get. And so then the husband got on the line, and he's even in worse shape spiritually for this kind of thing. Now, folks, in there, well, I have to be careful what I say here, that I don't get too down crass here, but bottom line is they're in a horrendous situation and they have no faith. In fact, If faith could be measured down to zero, they're below zero. But they do have faith in the doctors, and they do have quote-unquote good doctors in the area and good diagnosticians and on and on and on. Well, you know, I hung up that phone, and between that time that I made that phone call earlier this morning and now, I have cleansed myself of the defilement of fear, doubt, and unbelief that came over that telephone line. Mm-hmm. Now, that's I'm just telling it to you straight, folks. I'm just telling to you straight, this couple desperately needs a supernatural touch from God, but they have never tapped into that in the Word.
That's right.
There was no word discussed. I mean, I knew better than to give them any word. It would have been throwing pearls before swine. I'm not calling these people swine, but the Bible says sometimes you cast your pearls before swine.
I'll tell you, when Jesus came down off the mountain of Transfiguration and they couldn't cure this boy, on their
the
own.
Disciples.
The disciples,
right,
who had been walking with Jesus
close
and seen
to Jesus
many miracles, said, Lord, why couldn't we cast this out? He says, oh, unbelieving. He says, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could have said to this young child, you know, or to the spirit that was in this child, get out in Jesus' name. But you don't even have that much faith. He was really telling his disciples, you are faithless. And Darren, some of the letters we get in the mail, it is absolute faithless. And they cannot get their miracle without them having some kind of faith, can they?
Now, at the very end of this conversation, I said, I will be praying for you.
Mm.
Now, here's what I'm going to pray for them.
Yes.
I'm going to pray that they find, in fact, I did tell them, I said, I'm going to pray that you get a good doctor and he gives you accurate diagnosis. Because that's where their faith is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, forget it. Forget having Jesus touch them. They don't have any faith over here for Jesus to do anything about it. All their faith is in the doctor and medical science.
Well, and as Jeremiah 17:5 says, their faith is in the arm of the flesh.
And what does it say?
They're cursed.
Cursed is the man,
yes,
who trusts in mankind.
They're cursed.
And that's really, really sad, because I've known these people for a long time, and it's really sad, but I can't help them. Okay, I mean, I can't, what I have,
yes,
cannot help them, because
right,
they're not on the same page at all, not even in the same book.
Well, fear, doubt, and unbelief, and we're going to read this letter now. Fear, doubt, and unbelief undo faith in a person. You cannot in your spirit have fear, doubt, and unbelief and expect faith to grow in that spirit.
Well,
it will not take root.
I think these people have been calling this 800 number, 1-800-DIAL-WORRY, or 1-800- hello, dummy. I'm sorry, folks. I'm just telling you, you do not have to be where these people are.
Yes.
At all. You have a
that's
choice.
Right.
And that's why I'm intentionally ragging on you today. You do not have to buy into this stuff and be one of these impotent believers. You just don't have to be. Do you have a scripture
that's
you could
right
read there?
Well, it says, you know, if you did have, let's ask God for a little bit of faith. If you realize you don't have faith, I'll tell you what you're up against, you don't have the faith for. Well, let's ask God to increase our faith, because Jesus said, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to that mountain that's in your life, move and be cast into the sea, and it shall move, and nothing shall be impossible to you. He also said, Darren, this kind does not come out except by prayer and fasting. When you feel like you do not have the faith for the project that God has got you into, you can fast and you can pray, and Jesus will give you the power increase. He will, of faith. He truly will.
Well, and everybody has that much faith. I believe God put it in there, and if you would just try it, just get your mouth open and say, God, I'm going to level with you. I don't believe I have much faith. Well, if you've got enough faith to pick up your Bible and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, now, if you believe that, and I'm asking you to answer that question yourself, do you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If you believe that, you have an ounce of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You may have one-tenth of a tiny grain of mustard seed. All right, you just got a little mustard. I'll say it that way.
Well, to the believers, Paul said in Romans 12, verse 3, God has allotted to each a measure of faith. So God has allotted to each one of you, as you have given your heart over to the Lord Jesus Christ, he's given to you a measure of faith. Now it is your responsibility to renew your mind in the Word.
That's right.
And that faith will build up day by day.
Now,
hallelujah,
let me tell you, I'll give you the prescription here for this, and before, and hopefully I'll give it to you after I read this letter. You need to sit down with your Bible and get every healing scripture possible, and start reading it and make a declaration. I believe the Word of God. I believe this will work for me.
That's
I'm
right.
going to fight fear, doubt, and unbelief. And anything that says I can't be healed, I'm going to fight that.
If your area of challenge is in healing, If it's in finances, then you find every scripture
exactly.
you can on prosperity and on success and,
by the
and
way,
on wealth.
We have those in a little pack of scripture cards mm-hmm. called a power pack.
Mm-hmm.
It will make it easy and simple. They're categorized for you, and some of you don't know how to find that in your Bible. I'm not putting you down for that, but I'm telling you, if you're in a serious situation, you better get scriptures on finance, like Barbara's saying, mm-hmm. or on healing, like I've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get that, or you need to get scriptures that will come against fear, doubt, and unbelief and give you God's confidence.
That's right. Oh, Darren, as we got this email,
my
heart was broken for this man because he is in a position of faithlessness right now, and he needs to have an increase of faith.
Now, this is a classic letter, Barbara, describing why we, honestly, folks, we get up in your face and we say, don't be like this gentleman here. Mm. I'm sure he's a fine man.
Mm.
I'm sure he's never been unfaithful to his wife. Just reading his letter, she hadn't been to him. They've been had a quote-unquote good marriage or great marriage.
Yes, great
marriage. Great kids. All right, three kids, great marriage. Now the kids are leaving home, but here's where we find it. I began feeling not real good around July of this year. I experienced muscle spasms along with other symptoms. Doctors say that I have a disease that has a 100% fatal situation within a short span of time. This would be awful for my family as I feel they need me. I believe that. Because the love I have for my wife, I've often prayed that God would give me 1 minute longer than she has so she would be spared the grief of putting my body to rest. All right, that's okay. I've had in my heart since I began feeling bad, James 5:14-16. Now, I'm going to read that to you folks out of my Bible. Here's what it says. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the man who is sick. The Lord will raise him up. If he has committed sins, they'll be forgiven him. Now, I would go one step further. I want to make real sure those elders have some faith. I was in a church one time, Barbara, where the elders were serving communion. I knew the guy was running around on his wife. I knew he was out the night before carousing and boozing. And the next morning, he was serving me communion in church. Mm. I had a hard time taking those communion elements out of his hand.
I would not have done it. I'm sorry. Now, I would have been that rebellious one in the service.
Now, I believe the book of James here is assuming that these elders have faith. But some of you go to churches where the elders and the deacons have no faith. They've got the title, they're filling an office, but they have no faith.
Well, and I'll tell you, Darren, the one calling the pastor and the elders to prayer, he must have faith in his own heart.
Amen.
So many times in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus says, your faith has made you well. This man has no faith on even to start with. So how can he possibly call the elders and asking for corporate agreement as it is in Matthew 18:18? If two agree as touching anything
right,
on earth,
right.
Hey.
And they may be agreeing that this poor guy is going to die anyway, and they're going through the motions. Now, I said to a friend of ours here in Denver who happens to go to a large church, and they act like they believe in healing. I said, why don't you go? Why are you calling me? Why don't you go down and have the elders pray? Well, I don't respect them. I said, well, why do you continue going to that church? Why don't you find a church where you can trust the leadership in that church? Now, you need to have faith that God's going to heal you, but I also believe that you need to have at least some confidence in that elder and that pastor is laying hands on you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, the letter continues.
Another thing here in this letter, Darren, he said his feelings. He's always going by his feelings.
Symptoms.
And I love what you say. Symptoms and feelings are liars.
But God's word is truth.
That's right.
And that's the crux of the matter. We're trying to get you folks over into the word of God. Because I'm going to tell you, I have probably seen in the last 20-some years that I've been praying for people in the walk of faith, I've probably seen thousands of people hit the wall right here where this guy is.
Yes. And you know, muscle spasms. Now, you and I have been through aches and pains in our body. Our body reacts to certain things. We do certain things. We go mountain climbing, and we haven't been mountain climbing for 2 years. And the next day, our muscles are aching.
Okay. Well, let me read this.
Okay.
He says, I had our pastor and some of the elders pray for me this Sunday, and our senior pastor used this verse. It's the one I just read. God's word says that the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. Now, the writer of this email says, can I believe that? Would you please pray for me? I've heard you and Barbara on the radio. I know you have deep faith and that scripture requires a prayer offered in faith. I am afraid. I appreciate the man being honest. He's saying, I'm afraid. The will in that verse sounds like it's a no doubter. It's done. I'll be healed. Can I believe that? Yes, you can believe that. If you have faith, the word will heal you. The The word is, let me say it this way, folks. The word is like a river that's flowing. The will of God is flowing for healing. When you get in the river and you put your faith, I don't care if it's a half of a mustard seed, with God's faith, the word kicks in and works for you. But you've got to have faith or you don't please God. That's Hebrews 11:6.
That's right. And that's where this word, he is using a scripture, James 5, but this word is useless to him because he has no faith with this word. See, it has to be mixed with faith, Darren. The word of God has to be mixed with faith. And that's in Hebrews 4, I believe.
4:2.
4:2. Okay.
Let me just go back and read
that. He is just questioning this. This hasn't become even legal in his mind.
Right.
It hasn't even become logos in his mind. So how can it possibly become revelation knowledge in his
heart? He's still
window
shopping.
He's still window shopping.
It's like I go down to the Ford dealer and I say, you know, can this Ford outrun that Chevrolet I just looked at down the street?
Yeah, right.
Okay, now that's window shopping. And, of course, the salesman's going to try to convince you and get you to buy his product. But here in Hebrews 4:2, it says, for indeed we have had good news preached to us. We have had, Barbara, you and me, we both had good news preached to us. Just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them because it was not united by faith in those who heard.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Well,
yes.
Now, what we're telling you is it's not up to God to decide how much faith you have. It's not up to the preacher or the teacher or to Darren and Barbara or somebody on radio or television or your best friend. It's up to you. You can choose. Now, listen to me. It's like being in front of a giant vending machine. Usually the lifesavers are at the bottom. They're the low priced items. But if you want the great big candy bars, they're up a little higher in that vending machine. Faith is the same way. You can go to the bottom drawer and barely get along. Oh yeah, I believe Jesus is Lord probably, you know, all this. Or you can say, I'm going to reach up and I'm going to pull one of those levers clear at the top of that thing because I want to have powerful faith.
Yes,
and it is your choice.
That's right. This is an example. Now, this man of the, it's so sad, Darren. This is an example of the condition of the body of Jesus Christ.
Right.
This man is in a Christian church. He's been born again. This man is in the latter part of his life. He's entering into the past the middle age of his life. And
middle age is 49.
Well, but
you're
middle
hoping...
age they consider 40. Okay.
All right.
Middle age. And but that's what the world says. He has listened to the world, and Satan loves this, Darren. He loves to have a powerless church where they're vacillating back and forth, double-minded in all their ways, unstable in everything. I bet I would offer that if I checked their spirits, if there was a way you could check your spirits on a graph, their spirits would be shrunken up, shriveled up,
right,
and dying,
right,
because
right.
they have no word in them. It makes me so sad for the body of Jesus Christ
but
to be in this condition.
Barbara, it's like if you take a person, for example, and you strap that arm to their body and they don't use that bicep, that big muscle above the elbow there, there's a medical term that says that will atrophy. Now, what does that do? It shrivels up, and one day there's not a muscle there. And then one day you take it away from your body and try to lift something, you find there is no strength in that arm because that muscle is atrophied. In other words, it wasn't used.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The way you learn to use faith is to say, all right, if I can get faith from God, I'm going to ask him for it. Then I'm with a tiny bit of faith I have, I'm going to believe that he gave it to me. And then I'm going to go from the first grade to the second grade. And one day I'm going to believe for a pair of socks. And the next day I'll believe for a shirt. And you begin to come up the ladder of faith, so to speak. But let me tell you, folks, we're crying for you here. These crises come unexpected, and yet you can expect them because Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he'll catch you when you're really vulnerable and you thought everything was cool. You went to church. You put a little money in the offering plate. You raised good kids, supposedly. They looked good. They made good grades. The family was together. You just look like a model family. Then all of a sudden a crisis comes against you and you are totally unprepared for this. See, this is a spiritual attack.
Mm-hmm.
He's seeing it physically, but it's a spiritual attack.
Well, that's right. I wanted to say, when he first felt the muscle spasms in July, he could have taken the word of God that by Jesus' stripes he was healed, or he could have taken Romans 8:11, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me and he will quicken or make alive my mortal body. And some of us do have aching and pains once in a while, but when we use the word, they go away. Now, this man, instead of that, he went to the doctor. He went to the doctor, got a diagnosis, and fear absolutely overtook him and entered into his
absolutely,
heart.
Absolutely, because he doesn't have, at the moment of writing this letter, he doesn't have the substance to fight the fear.
Okay,
you have to have substance
to fight fear.
Okay, so what
do you suggest for a man like this? We could pray for him, but he doesn't have the substance
exactly
to
what
receive.
I said a while ago. You need to get the scriptures on faith, to get the scriptures on healing. You need to get the scriptures on God's power, God's ability to perform a miracle for you, and learn his willingness. He wants to heal you more than you want to be healed, no matter how scared you are. You got to get it in your head, get it through your noggin, as they used to say, that God's bigger than this affliction.
That's right.
Whether it's a hangnail or three kinds of cancer. God is bigger than all that stuff.
Yes. Oh, I desire that when people, not that we're the answer to all your problems or anything, but I would desire that as you have something like this happen in your life, an emergency, we have a class every Tuesday night. And Darren, we see mighty things happening in these classes. And we see people that could be coming to these classes. I don't care if they're 200 miles away. If I knew that there was a man who could lay hands on me and with his faith and my faith and corporate faith from the group, I could see mighty miracles, I would go. I would take the time to go. But instead, we seemingly get an appointment at the doctor, we spend the $60 for the office call, and we get these horrible diagnoses.
60, I'll bet it was 600.
Well, you know, if he has to do tests or that kind of thing.
But what you're saying is, we don't hold it out to say we have all the answers. We're not holding it out to say we are the answer. We're telling you, God has the answer. There is one place where people get healed every week. That's on Tuesday night, the Holiday Inn in North Glen.
We see it.
7 o'clock p.m. We see it, and the people see it.
Praise God, we do.
Yesterday, we shared about a dear lady that came, and I said to the crowd, and I had on a wireless mic so I could walk through the crowd, but I walked up the steps, and I said, now, if you need healing, just come out to the aisle, and I'll come up and pray for you. This dear lady, I shared this yesterday. Some of you may not have heard it because we had technical difficulties, so I'll repeat it today. She said to me, I have crippling arthritis. Instantly, the Holy Spirit says, ask her if there's bitterness, or I just said, you have bitterness in your life. She said, yes, I do, toward my ex-husband. She prayed a prayer of forgiveness. It was so beautiful. She forgave her ex-husband and released him. She forgave herself. She forgave God. I said, well, walk up and down these steps. And you know, in a few seconds, she experienced total healing.
That's right.
Now, that's what we talk about on these Tuesday night classes.
Yes.
But if it's not Darren and Barbara, find somebody somewhere that believes the book, that has a track record, go have them pray for you and get healed.
That's right.
It's possible to get healed.
It sure is. And I've experienced it. I experience it all the time, Darren. If I have pain, I go to you in agreement and we pray the prayer of faith. And
I do the same thing.
Every time.
It's worked better for me if you pray for me. So if I get a headache or I get something going on, I jump on that thing right now. I said, Barbara, 10 seconds ago, this crazy thing jumped on me and I'm starting to get a slight headache. By the time your hand gets up to my forehead, that thing is gone.
That's right. This gentleman said he had the perfect wife. Well, I'd like to challenge you. What does perfect mean for you? Does it mean in the flesh perfect? Does it mean in the physical perfect? Has she been a submissive, perfect little housewife and a good mother to your children? Does she know scripture? Does she know scripture that when you get sick, she can go and lay her hands on you? You need you need powerful partners. If you're going to ask God for a husband or a wife, you need partners that their Bibles are so lined and so creased that you know they spend time with God.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The kind of perfect wife and husband that people should be looking for.
You need a perfect prayer partner, I'll say it this way, that doesn't have to go and introduce themselves to God and say, do you remember me?
That's right.
They ought to know God on a first name basis every day. It ought to be a daily deal. Now, folks, it grieves us when we see you going down the tube physically, financially, in every way when you don't have to. That's really an embarrassment to Jesus Christ, because he didn't die so that we could end up being a bunch of sweet little losers. He wants us to rise up and take the Word of God and go for it. And what we're telling you here, folks, get in the Word. Get the Word in your heart, because the Word is the only thing that will heal you.
That's right. Don't you know the devil just loves it when he sees people that are absolutely powerless?
And you got to be more than a Christian in name only. Oh, yeah, I'm born again, brother. Oh, yeah, I go to this church. I go to that church. No, no. You got to be with it all the way. You got to give it 100%. And when you give it 100%, God will come in and begin to move in your life. Now, I don't know. I mean, I do not know how we could tell it to you any straighter. It is possible for every person that's listening to this radio broadcast to experience divine healing, supernatural healing. Mm-hmm. But you've got to go by the ways of God.
Yes.
You've got to get faith in your heart and get to know the Word. And I just beg you to do that, because you can win. I don't care if in a healing area you've been totally an ignoramus all your life. You can get plugged into that and start walking in His ways and start watching it work. Now, at least 6 times in Scripture, God says, you know something? I don't have any favorites. I look at you all the same. I love you all the same. And you know how little kids do. They come to mom and dad and say, you love me more than you love my sister. And your girls used to do that to you.
Who's your favorite? Who do you like more?
Yeah, you like me more.
Never get caught in that, boy.
Yeah. Okay. But see, God is saying to you, I want to treat you all the same. My laws are not distorted to favor one group of people over another group of people.
He's not
Come
partial.
On, believe me, trust me, and I'll work for you.
That's right.
How much plainer can we make it?
He loves all of us at the same level. Now, Jesus had a disciple that was always close to Him, leaning on Him all the time around Him, and that was John. And so as we give ourselves to Jesus, as we show Father God we want to minister with Him and be faithful to Him, He's gonna love us. I mean, that's just natural. So determine in your heart that you're going to get close to Him by being in the Word, praying to Him. Give an hour a day to Father God.
Well, let's pray. Let's pray. Father God, we lift up this brother here that wrote in this email, Father, not in any way are we mocking or making fun of his situation, but Lord God, we know this brother can be healed. If he had a clue of how simple it is for God to raise one finger and totally heal him, he would be in absolute ecstasy. He wouldn't be in sorrow and worry and fear. Father God, let us know your healing heart, your desire, your propensity to heal us and bless us and protect us. Let us know your heart in that regard. Now, Father, today we lift up our listeners right now and our power partners. Lord, we ask you to bless them real good. Give them a desire to get in the Word. Father God, hallelujah. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And Lord, we all have an access to Bible in the United States. Lord, there are Bibles free all over the place. If there are no place else, they're in the public libraries. But everybody can have a Bible, and you treat us all the same. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy